Welcome to the Faith Homestead Podcast, where we talk to you about God, family, homesteading, frugal living, and all the in-between. We're your hosts, Sarah
and Matt, and we thank you for joining us today. Please take a minute to subscribe, and we hope you stay a while.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Faith Homestead Podcast. I'm Sarah, and thank you so much for listening today. So today we're going to talk and we're going to walk through a detailed description of how to shop in a grocery store to save the most money. Guys, we have talked about this before, but I really just wanted to take an episode to kind of really actually dig into how we have what we have, as in our stockpile of frozen food and pantry items, why we have what we have, the amount of that we have, how long it took for us to get to where we are today, and how we use a rotational pantry. In addition to that, I'm going to also walk you through a sale ad and explain to you that this is really attainable. You do not have to spend 75% of your income on groceries, because right now groceries are so expensive and we're just spending so much money. So if you guys are watching today on YouTube, thank you so much for joining us. And if you could please subscribe, we would greatly appreciate that. We also really like when people interact with us, so please leave a comment and we'll get back to you. If you're listening to us on your favorite podcast, please also subscribe. Thank you so much for joining us today. So basically, most people in America, for the most part, kind of plan what they're going to eat for the week. A lot of people don't really have it written down, but most people go into the grocery store and sometimes they'll have their kids with them. Sometimes they're lucky and they'll just be able to have like that me time. But most people go into the grocery store either with or without a list. Those who go into the grocery store with a list are normally not following sale ads. They just are, you know, they ask their family, what do you want this week? Do you want tacos? Do you want spaghetti? What do you want for dinner this week? They write all the suggestions down. They go into the store and they buy off the list. It's very helpful. They have a list. For the most part, they probably do stick to their list, but they're not shopping sales. They're just buying the items that everybody wanted or what they wanted this week, which is, I get it. You know, you're the one taking care of the household. Pick everything that you want to eat this week. Like, I totally get it. But you can eventually do that, but not spend a premium. Other people are going into the store without a list, and they're just however the mood strikes. That's how they are going into the store, and they are just buying. They are walking down the aisles and saying, oh, cheeseburgers sound really good this week. They see a deal for, you know, pre-made hamburger patties, you know, at $4.99 a pack, and they think that's a great deal for four burger patties. So they get two packs for $10, and that's one meal that they spent $10 on just the meat portion. Because they have a family of six and they got eight burgers. Someone's going to have two. So that's the other set of people that normally go into the grocery store. A very small percentage follow the way I'm going to describe. And that's, I'm so happy and I'm so glad that you know how to do that. But just stick around, because there may be some things that you didn't know, or that you, you know, just kind of, you know, make you second guess what you are doing in the past. So I really want to really challenge you to make a change this week in how you shop. So what does that look like? Okay, so the first few weeks of shopping sales can be a little painful if you don't have a stocked or semi-stocked pantry and freezer. So over the next few weeks, I would say it takes about 6 weeks to get to a point in your stocked pantry and freezer that you're able to say, we want spaghetti and meatballs tonight, and you can go grab some ground beef out of your freezer that you've already had that you bought on sale, and you can make meatballs. So that is just something that you will eventually be able to do, but it does take some time to stock up. So we're gonna talk about it like you don't have anything in your freezer. You don't have anything in your pantry. You might have a few things, which is fine, but we're gonna act like we are working with a blank slate, because most of the people who are struggling financially with groceries right now are those that don't have a plan and they don't have anything saved up. So now you may be thinking, well, Sarah, I don't have a deep freezer. I live in an apartment. I have just a freezer. How can I possibly do this? Well, there are several ways. The first way is, yes, you are working with limited space. So you need to be super strategic. You need to pick three meats that your family eats on a constant basis. This is probably going to be beef, chicken, and probably pork. Okay, for the most majority of households, if you don't eat those things, you're going to pick the three things that you eat the most. And you're going to only work on stocking your freezer with those things. You are going to have to be a little uncomfortable with limiting processed food. We are not buying pizza rolls. We are not buying Hot Pockets. We are not buying soft pretzels. These things take up freezer space. These things take up prime real estate. You cannot afford to be stocking your freezer with overpriced junk food. I understand if you have teenagers that just want a quick bite when they get home from school. I understand that. So if you need to invest a little bit of your real estate for, you know, one type of, like, let's say Hot Pockets, okay. But we really want to try to get away from that. I have no processed frozen food except for chicken nuggets in my freezer. And I do have young kids, and so I'm not even stepping onto that high school, you know, kids that eat a million things a day, you know, platform right now. But even if I had kids that were older, I would be preparing things that they can just go into the fridge. That's already in a little Pyrex glass bowl and they can pop it in their microwave. Things like that. Because the things that you're spending the most money on also include packaged French fries. You can make your own French fries. It is so easy. You can bake them. You can air fry them. There are so many options. Everything that you buy that is, you know, already pre-packaged that you're spending a premium on, most of those things you can make a version yourself and it's so much cheaper. So we talked about getting three things that your family eats meat-wise, and that's what you're going to wait till you find on sale and you're going to stock your freezer. Another thing that you can do, and I have talked about canning in the past a little bit, I'm going to move forward in a couple weeks and really kind of start to dive into canning, because not everybody has the freezer capacity to store 300 pounds of meat plus, you know, wild game if their husbands or themselves are hunters. So, you know, I am thankful that, you know, we've gotten freezers really cheap on, you know, like Facebook Marketplace, and some we got one for free. We have the space though. Not everybody can add a deep freezer in the living space that they have. So another option is canning. Most people have the capacity to can where they live. I have a glass top oven. I am very careful. I have a canner that works on my glass top oven range, and I am able to can. Sure, ground beef does not look pretty when it is pressure canned, but it takes up zero freezer space and you can stock as much ground beef as you want. You want to know what's great as a mom who is working all day? Those of you who are listening that are dual earners, that have two parents that are working, you know, away from home, how great would it be for you to come home from work, walk into your pantry, grab a quart of ground beef, put it into a skillet, add some taco seasoning, or you could have it already pre-canned with taco seasoning in it and make tacos for your family in less than 10 minutes. Just puts, you know, warm some shells up and boom, cut some lettuce and tomato. And you have a meal that took 10 minutes. I know ground beef doesn't take too long to cook normally, but you're also removing that aspect of it being in your freezer. Therefore, you are saving more space. So we're going to get into canning in the next few weeks, because especially as summer gets here, we're going to be canning up a storm and we're going to walk you through all of that. So sale ads. I know for some reason, shopping sale ads tends to be really, really, intimidating to some people. So today I decided to take a look at my one sale ad for my one store. And today's the last day for this store. They start a new sale ad tomorrow. And I was like, you know, I haven't really, because we're stocked right now. We're pretty good. So I haven't been really stressing about looking at sale ads this week. But I was like, let me just look. And of course, I shouldn't have. I looked at the sale ad this week and I was like, whoa, I'm going to run to this store real quick because I can't. I mean, the things that were on sale were actually things that we were getting a little low on. And I was like, this is a perfect opportunity. Who knows when it's going to come around at this price again. So I'm going to read from you. And this is, I mean, I hope that this noise doesn't mess with the sound. I haven't really moved papers yet when I record. So we'll see how this sounds. And I apologize if it really does sound bad. I'm going to be as gentle as possible with this paper. And if you were listening on the podcast, I have a sale ad right here and I'm going to be reading to you just the front page. Okay. Just the front page. So avocados, 79 cents. That's really cheap, guys. I haven't seen avocados under a dollar in months. And that's on sale when they're a dollar each. Okay, boneless chicken breasts, okay? $1.99 a pound. That is a stock up price. And these, I'm talking to you and I'm coming live from Pennsylvania. So just so you know, these are the sale prices in Pennsylvania, Eastern Pennsylvania, here in March of 2023. They have chicken drumsticks, 69 cents a pound. That is a stock up price. Now, we all know how expensive butter is right now. So anything under $4.50 a pound is considered a stock up deal. So butter quarters, 1 pound for $3.99. It's a stock up price. I got the max, which was four. I got those today. Blackberries and raspberries, $1.99. I got those for my son because he loves his blackberries and raspberries. $1.99 for General Mills large size cereal. If you have kids that eat cereal, and especially name brand cereal, you know that cereal right now is upwards of $7 a box for the large variety sizes. $1.99 with a digital coupon and the sale. That is a stock up price, okay? We're still on the first page. $1.99 for shredded cheese, okay? 8 ounce packs of shredded cheese for $1.99. That is a stock up price right now in our economy. Ground coffee, $2.99. That is a stock up price when coffee, the big cans are upwards of $6, $7, you know, and that's for like the low end. Like that's like the generic pricing, okay? So that is the first page. Oh, there's more. Oh, okay. So the first page opens a little bit. It has like a side thing that opens. So we're still on the first page. I have not turned the paper yet. Bowl beans, 6 for $4. Vegetables, canned vegetables, 5 for $3. These are stock up, pantry stock up prices. Tuna, 4 for $4. Yes, a dollar per can right now on tuna is a stock up price. If you are paying attention to what is the cost of items in your store, that is a stock up price. So that was the first page. I went today and I got all of those things on that I just read to you because they were all stock up prices. And I spent over 50% less than I would have if I would have walked into the same store on a non-sale day and bought all those same items. I saved over 50%. To me, that is unbelievably a good deal, and it's mandatory in this economy, in my opinion. So you really need to follow your sale ads. Now, most people get sale ads delivered to their mailbox where they live. This week, we didn't get any, and so I'm kind of upset about that, but we are so blessed that we live in an age that technology is at the forefront and we can all just go onto our laptops, find the store and find the sale ad. It's just a little bit more inconvenient. I like to have the paper copies so I can write all over them and, you know, take them in the store with me, but I will just jot the paper, you know, the digital, I will write it down. And then when I get to the store, I will grab one to just walk around the store with. It's not that big of a deal. So how do you stock up and then work from a rotational pantry? This is not very difficult, but for some reason, people have a major challenge with it. My freezer right now is completely stocked with meat that I got at least 50%, but more so 75% off retail price. We have everything from New York strip steaks to ground turkey, to hams, to turkeys, to bacon. I probably have 15 packs of bacon in my freezer right now because that same store that I just read that sale ad to you had bacon for $1.99 per package 2 weeks ago. And so I bought as many as I could per what they said was acceptable. I think it was four per variety, and there was four different types of bacon that was made by that brand. So I got the max of every type of flavor, or, you know, it was like, one was like hickory smoked, one was applewood, one was thick cut. I got them all because I know that bacon right now is between $5 and $9 a pack. And so I saved so much money. I mean, $1.99 versus $8 is incredible. So I stock everything up when it's on sale. And so when I first started doing this, there was probably a few weeks where we didn't have ground beef because ground beef was over $4 a pound and I wasn't spending it. And so when ground beef got down to $1.99 per pound, which is really sad because 3 years ago, like $1.99 per pound for ground beef was like kind of like, you know, the standard. Now it's upwards of $4 or $5 a pound. On sale though, every once in a while, you'll still get lucky. And when I got lucky and I got the ground beef for $1.99 per pound, I stocked up. I got as many pounds as I could. Also, check where you live and if you have a discount grocery app. Flash Food is becoming extremely popular around here on the East Coast, but it is also expanding. It is moving inward to the States. And so if you look on your phone, type in Flash Food and see if you have that. Flash Food is a wonderful app. It saves us, I gotta say, thousands of dollars a year at this point. I mean, really, truly, it's been thousands. And I use it every week, sometimes multiple times a day. I check it and I will find a good deal and I will snatch everything up that I possibly can if it meets our needs. Obviously, when you go into a grocery store, there is a thing called manager special. Most people understand what that is. It's like reduced meat, right? And so instead of doing it just in the store, Flash Food has come into grocery stores and said, hey, you can still put your manager special and discounted meats out for your customers that are in your store, but why don't you reduce some that you're not going to be able to get rid of it all, and we'll put it in this cooler that you can keep at the front of your grocery store, and then people can go on an app and they can see all the things that you're putting in that refrigerator case, and they can buy it on their phone and then they can come in and pick it up. How much reduction in waste will you see at your grocery store? And people were like, yeah, we throw so much away. Like, that's amazing. What a great idea. And so Flash Food has started throughout the country in these local grocery stores, and they are keeping food from going into landfills. And they're also helping people that are budget-minded, that have a frugality mindset, and they're able to get food for a fraction of the cost. And the food's not expired because legally you can't sell expired food, of course. But, you know, the meat is going to be expired in a few days. So it's a great time to stock up and just put it in your freezer for when you're ready to cook it. Or you could just check the Flash Food app and be like, we're having this for dinner because it's on the Flash Food app and it is super cheap. So that is one way we shop as well. I shop every single week on my sale ads. And you're probably like, well, Sarah, you know, you just, of course, told us that avocados were cheap and you told us that, you know, chicken was cheap. But what about the rest of your dinners this week? Like, you're not going to be able to make dinners off of avocados, you know, chicken and cheese. And you're right. Everything that I shopped for this week, except for produce, I'm not even going to use this week. I shop sale ads to stock my pantry and to stock my freezer. I do not go into the grocery store. Like, I did not go into the grocery store this week to eat this week. Everything I bought in the grocery store today was put in my pantry, was put in my freezer, was put in my refrigerator for a later date. I am just replenishing my working pantry. You could say that I have a small personal family-sized grocery store in my house, which wouldn't be a lie. That would be an accurate statement. We have a walk-in pantry in our dining room, which we keep all of our condiments in. We keep all of our breakfast foods in for the kids, like cereal. We keep our, you know, junk food. Like, And I know I said don't buy junk food, but I mean like your freezer space junk food. Like we have chips, crackers, things like that, you know, nuts and berries and banana chips. All those things are in our working pantry, which is right next to where I'm sitting. We have another pantry, which we call our stock room, which is in a different part of our house. And that room consists of all of our canned goods, all of our home canned goods, all of our, you know, like just beans and things like that. It also is where we keep all of our flours, our pastas. That is our working pantry over there. We then have two deep freezers and two refrigerators, freezer combos. So I am truly only shopping to keep up what we already have. So like I said earlier, there was butter on sale for $3.99 per pound. I already have butter at my house, but we're getting low. We were down to 2 pounds, so I just got 4 more pounds. And the butter that I bought today, we probably won't touch for at least a month. That is how we use a working pantry. And you can do it too. The whole, well, I don't want to eat what's on sale, Sarah. I don't want to do that. That doesn't sound fun. Like, I really just don't want that. You know, like, I don't want to eat, you know, avocados. And I do like avocados, but I'm just really not feeling them this week. And they're going to go bad if I just buy avocados. Okay, so you are right. If you buy avocados this week and you are not interested in eating them, the likelihood that they will kind of go bad in the next 7 days is pretty probable, right? Tough. You do not want to eat things that are on sale, but you're in debt. And the economy sucks right now. And life is hard. You're going to have to get used to being a little uncomfortable. And what that looks like from a frugality and grocery store and sale ad mindset is sometimes buying things that you do like, but you're just not really feeling this week. That's just a fact. And it is an adjustment. And I understand if that you know, upsets you a little bit. It's hard. I mean, not everybody wants to eat drumsticks. I mean, chicken drumsticks are probably my least favorite. I don't like the texture of drumsticks. I don't feel like they cook super great. I have tried so many different methods with drumsticks, and I'm just not a super fan. But guess what? We eat drumsticks probably twice a month because they are super cheap. And I've gotten halfway decent at making them that I am like, okay, with a nice salad, these are all right. It's not my favorite, but you do what you have to do to provide for your family, to give them nutrition, and you do it at a reasonable price. Right now, drumsticks are in this sale ad for 69 cents a pound. 69 cents a pound. That's really cheap. And you should stock up on them if you see them for that price. And you should suck it up. I know that little kids, especially, I have three, five and under, and they look at the drumsticks and they're like, I don't think I like that. But you pick the drumstick apart, you find the chicken that's in there away from the bones, and you put it on their plate and you serve it with some rice and a nice vegetable, and you teach them that they're going to have a grateful heart for the things that, you know, you and God have provided for them. And eventually they will eat it. So my kids don't like it. But guess what? They learned to like it. And now my son, last week when we had drumstick, was like, can I just try it like on the bone? And my husband and I were like, wait, what? you want a full drumstick? And he was like, yeah, I do. And we were like, okay, cool. And I didn't take away the skin, which had all the seasoning on it that I seasoned it with. Normally I would take the skin off. I'll, you know, find all the plain meat underneath. And that's what I would give my kids. And he ate the entire drumstick and he was happy about it. That is a grateful heart. And that is what we are instilling in our children, that life isn't always going to be, you know, sirloin steaks, you know, New York strip steaks, and, you know, all these delicious things that are expensive. You may be able to have those occasionally. And if you find meat on a really good price, you can throw those steaks in the freezer and save them for a really, really nice summer night. And that will be a blessing when you are able to eat those. So that is pretty much how we do it. And it's just kind of something that you just have to get over. my goal here is to help you see that you can shop very low cost. So I was talking to my mom the other day, and I was telling her that in the month of February, my husband and I and our three kids, all of our paper products, all of our food for the entire, and now I'm including the things that I stocked up on, like everything that I spent money on in February that was like a food item, we spent $430 in February for five people, including all of our paper products, all of our diapers, all of our wipes, all of our toiletries, anything that was bought at a supermarket was like $430 in the month of February. It is very possible to buy and thrive on a low budget. You just have to be willing to put the work in. So guys, I just want to thank you so much for being here today. As always, if you have any questions, you can email us at info@faithhomestead.com, and we hope you have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.